code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hey folks, I'm Alan Watts and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 16th of July 2008. I always advise newcomers to look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com for lots of previous talks and discussions about the history of this old world. I won't say of ours because it isn't really. And I bring you up to speed, or try to bring you up to speed, on the forces that guide the generations to a particular ending. Why things happen, the big foundations and groups that intertwine, that create the culture and make it so, and also where they want to take you step by step, and how so easily we adapt to their steps, thinking every part is quite natural and normal. Also look into alanwattsentinel.eu for transcripts which you can download in the various tongues of Europe. We truly do live in a big matrix where it's compartmentalized, I guess is the word. We're brought up in a system, a total system, where the parents, in turn, don't know to tell the children that people guide the system, that everything within the fabric of society and culture is guided step by step along particular paths designed to basically take away your independence. And in fact, when the League of Nations was set up at the end of World War I, they talked about the prime enemy of the League as the individual. That was their number one enemy. And they said that only through the destruction of individualism would they bring peace and harmony to the planet. Now, peace and harmony is used over and over and over again because we think it's nice, pleasant-sounding terms and words. We like peace and we like harmony. But you've got to understand, whenever you hear any term, you have to dissect it and say, well, who is defining, who's giving the definition for this term? Because when you look into it, it's never what you suspect. It's never, ever what you think. We are conditioned along a path, as I say, intergenerationally, and that's the big one that most folk can't get their minds over, big hurdle, that every generation is in turn dehumanized to an extent, made into the collective. Cleverly enough, each one thinking they're doing their own thing, but really you're doing what's authorized. And out of all the pathways that you're allowed to follow, it ends up on the same road, which is oneness, what they call the oneness of the world. Everything has to be one. UN, remember, means one in French. And the world has been standardized bit by bit with big takeovers, corporate takeovers, which they call empire building and wars, and treaty agreements that blend them all together until you come to the big oneness, the big world government, a government which can only be held and sustained with human beings being the way they are at present, that is, in our present state and condition. It can only be maintained through fear and threat, force of law, and massive scientific indoctrinations. When they come out with the new type of purpose-made humans, you know, the type where they've taken out the junk genes, those junk genes that make you you, the junk genes that give you creativity, etc., will they be happy, and then they'll have a quiet, safe, secure planet. I'll be back with more of this oneness caper after these messages.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in an FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
Well, I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
This is Alan Watt back, cutting through the matrix. And just like the guitar there, I'm wailing away about the state of the world and how we've got to this mess, which seems a mess, but really is a controlled chaos. Order out of chaos. You must create the chaos in order to bring out the solution. And lo and behold, the solutions are all laid out by the big think tanks long ago. And all they have to do is wipe the dust off them at the appropriate time and present it to the public, who adapt very quickly to it. We don't realize that most, in fact all fiction today, is meant to entice you into this brave new world. And those fictions which really captivate the imagination and take you on fantastic voyages are the best ones to put in predictive programming, because it imprints on your brain. Emotion and characters whom you can identify with, especially when they're doing things which you experience in your own life, you identify with them, coupled with a story, coupled with a little bent in the story, which you adopt to as well, because you identify with the character, you go along with this little oddity, whatever it happens to be, and before you know it, your opinion on certain things has been altered, and you're ready for the real thing to appear in life, and it doesn't seem like a big deal. Fiction is very, very important. Very important. You'll notice too, if you go into major bookstores today, and this is not by chance,
that you don't have the old sections with the labeled fiction, non-fiction, history, etc. You have a huge section where everything is mushed together with religion, New Age stuff, and a lot of fantasy, by the way, mixed up there too, with science fiction writers leading the charge for the New Age. And it's all put together as fact for people. They don't question it. Yet when I was growing up, everything was labeled as fiction. You had no problems figuring out what was meant to be a story. Not today. Because all stories are paid for by government institutions to artists, and through government agencies to artists to help put out predictive programming. That's why every country has a Department of Culture. If you are the culture, why would you need a Department of Culture? What's it there? It's there to upgrade you along certain paths, which are all fall under the auspices of governance. The Star Trek series was probably one of the most important series ever put out to the young people back in the 60s, 70s, and so on. It totally grabbed the imagination, and no one knew at the time that the gene of the red berry was all part of the mystery religion that guides the planet, and was a member of NASA. NASA at that time was classified as a governmental military institution into ballistic missiles and all of that kind of stuff, before it changed its hat and pretended that it's all to do now with space exploration and finding out if spiders can have sex in a space capsule. It's still the same institution. So along with Arthur C. Clarke and a few other major sci-fi writers, the Star Trek series was put out, and it created a religious following. And I mean religious in every sense of the word. But it also guides us along through its voyages, the Star Trek Voyager and the Enterprise long before it. And God bless us on this Enterprise as part of the motto of the U.S. What Enterprise is this? Well, Benjamin Franklin mentioned the Enterprise. He mentioned that one day it'll be an actual amalgamation of countries, a confederation of world states. That would be the Enterprise. And those who led it would win everything. They'd win the prize. That's Earth's resources and all the rest of it. So did Thomas Jefferson say the exact same thing. And there were Masons all. This falls into it, this article here from Mark Bard, paranormal.com. And this is on July 16th, 2008. Said, mad scientists plan to make us one. Then it shows you one of the old episodes from Captain Kirk's series of the Enterprise. And it says, hand signs for the end times created by self-appointed healers. That was one show where they had these sort of New Agey hippie types that were off to look for Eden out amongst the planets and had their own hand signals, as all good Masons do. To give hand signals in shapes and symbols for a particular period. And you'll see the photograph there of this one. Then Mark goes on to say, 17 years ago, long before Al Gore told us we were destroying the Earth, a small, extremely powerful group of scientists, diplomats, and royals began a crackdown on an increasingly mistrustful human population. The plan to tighten control of the people to such a degree that they will act as a single nervous system. And that's true. I've seen that term in some of the top books on sociology that's given out to many of the higher members in these think tanks. A single nervous system with an unwavering faith in their governments and political parties. Today, marketing people are answering the call of that elite group, the self-appointed Council of the Club of Rome, to launch grassroots campaigns promoting its We Are One concept. The marketeers are also making enemies of anyone who opposes their cause. Now, you'll see this oneness stuff and global stuff all in the greening agenda, which is all part of the religion. You must have a religion for an age, which will dominate the people, and you will obey that religion. But you'll see it being promoted from the top down, as all culture always is. As Plato said, you can't allow grassroots culture to just spring up where it wishes, because it will cause ripple effects, and that's out of the control of the elite. So all cultural changes, including all rebellions and revolutions, remember, most revolutions are bloodless, they're cultural. They're guided by the elite at the top. And all the marketing is coming from the top, the big, big money boys. And it's all through their system, all through their teachings now. It's marketing. They're using all the terminology in their marketing classes, and they pass it down on to you. Mark goes on and he says, in the 1991 book, The First Global Revolution, the Council lays out a plan to blame humans for all water shortages, diseases, and famine, all under the umbrella threat of global warming. Too many humans consuming too much food and fuel are to be labeled the cause of climate changes. And I've read right from that particular book quite a few times in the past, where they talk about finding a way to bring all humans together under a wartime scenario, since that's the only time we're willing to forgo things and sacrifice ourselves for a cause, is under warfare. So the war would be that we, the humans, are at war with the planet, and to save the planet, we must start calling back the humans. That was their big, big con. And they admit in the book, in so many words, that it was a con. They said they hit upon the idea of this, and that would fit the bill. And look around you, it's being promoted everywhere as a religion. In other words, writes the Club of Rome leaders Alexander King and Bertrand Snyder, the real enemy of humanity will be humanity itself. And King and Schneider were the founders of the Club of Rome, who wrote the book, The First Global Revolution. This is the First Global Revolution. It's the same global warming propaganda manifesto that Alan Watt, that guess that's me, often cites on his radio programs, and that most mainstream reporters have never bothered to read. Perhaps that is why no one bats an eye when someone like the Canadian marketer Philip McMaster launches a grassroots movement with its own Masonic-looking hand signal, encouraging all humans to act as one, care as one, project as one, and be one. And he's got a picture there of this particular signal that's going to be a fad very, very quickly, since it's been promoted from the top. If you dare to demand your birthright as an individual, by the way, God or gods help you. There is no life for you outside the one. McMaster, for example, calls those that are one the good guys, and obviously slight to those of us who don't get his global warming message. The Club of Rome itself sees the good guys as those willing to participate in collectivism. King and Schneider applaud the rise of the people's power and collective values. And it's true, in that book, The First Global Revolution, they say they looked at all the systems of the world, and the one they, now remember, these are for the, this is speaking for on behalf of the elite of the West, the one that they thought they could use with most intensity and success to control people was collectivism, which you saw as the Soviet system. That's why it was designed to come in and blend with that of the West. This was found out by Norman Dodd and the Rees Commission inquiry. The Club of Rome itself sees the good guys as those willing to participate in collectivism, people's power, and collective values. Human depopulation is another virtue to be embraced, according to the Club of Rome. So Mark goes on, and you can see all these links to different articles concerning this particular issue. But I'm trying to show you how nothing out there today evolved by itself. In every age, you have a particular religion given. Pre-Christian Greece, for instance, had the women killing their firstborn and leaving them up on the mountains to die. After Christianity, those women saved their children and would stone those who would still sacrifice them. That's how quick you can reverse morality and culture. Back after these messages.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit Lee'sFountainOfYouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix, trying to show those who are capable of understanding, and you've got to be capable of understanding, how the whole of society is being guided in what seems to be a myriad of unrelated fashions and techniques along a certain path. They really all end up in the right place, the oneness of all. But it's a oneness of collectivism where an elite will govern you. This was written about by Charles Galton Darwin in his book, where he said that. He said, we, the elite, he said, must retain our abilities for survival or survival instincts, whereas they destroy them for the ordinary people, because the ordinary people wouldn't need them anymore, because government and agencies working for government would be making all your decisions, your personal decisions for you. But those who guide and steer the ship of Earth would have to retain theirs, all their full faculties and abilities. Now, most people go through life thinking they're making their own choices, but really there's joining groups and authorized ways to be. I first noticed this when I came to the Americas and noticed all these people jogging all over the place, and that was a new phenomenon for me. It had been introduced through, again, health and people's terror of dying, just as another form of religion, and it just ran, I guess, your life away. You'd live forever. That was the idea. And meanwhile, they've found out through all the studies they've done, they actually are more prone to have arthritis of the ankles and knees and joints and all the rest of it, and they don't live any longer. But at the time, it was promoted as the end thing, and no one wants to be different once it becomes a fad, especially amongst the educated class. All studies show that the more educated you are, the more apt you are to jump at the cultural changes and to be accepted by your peer group. And that is a fact. Study after study has proven that. The same with the oil and gasoline. We know the farces behind it, and there's another article, if I have time tonight, I will read from Eric Margolis, who's probably one of the few top reporters out there that has risked his neck on quite a few occasions to tell us the truth about the whole scam of oil and so on. But just before going to the callers, here's from the Mail Online on the 14th of July, 2008. And you think it's all about shortages and so on. It's all utter nonsense. And by the way, dinosaurs didn't create oil in the first place. You look at the old, they call it the tree of or oil tree that Gulf and British Petroleum put out years ago back in the 20s. They show you right in that graph and how oil is made through vegetation going down through the earth and through thousands of years. Nothing to do with dinosaurs. So it's not really what we call a fossil fuel as such. High petrol prices are good for us, says Cabinet Minister. This is a British politician. Cabinet Minister is one that's appointed to a particular position, and you think he's there to help you with your motoring. A Cabinet Minister welcomed spiraling petrol prices as gasoline last night as an incentive for drivers to make fewer car journeys. See, Pavlovian techniques again. Behavior modification, that's what they're using on the public. Like a big father, and of course you're all children, that means your children, they're going to use these incentives to make you alter your behavior, you see. Environment Secretary Hilary Benn, and I think this is a guy, Hilary Benn, said the high cost of oil helps force people off the road and reduce greenhouse gas emissions. You know that parrot phrase, greenhouse gas emissions. You know what most of the greenhouse gas is? It's water vapor, by the way. Water, yeah. He also launched a robust defense of road tax rises for more than 9 million cars, insisting it was right that they should also apply to second-hand vehicles, meaning the poor. Mr. Benn's remarks triggered a backlash from motoring groups. He accused him of rejoicing in drivers' despair. I guess they'll never really get it, will they? They'll never really get what's really going on. And I've never read Agenda 21, and none of these newspapers will ever address Agenda 21, the agenda for the 21st century, which was through the whole process for 100 years of altering society right into the end product of the human habitat areas, with vastly reduced populations and no private vehicles. So it will always remain a mystery as why these guys want to get you off the road. At the G8 summit last week, Gordon Brown said he wanted motorists to switch to electric or hybrid vehicles, which is a joke because they'll never churn them out in quantity, by 2020, and a combination of petrol prices and taxes could help them do so. The power of the purse, that's what they said they'd pull out towards the end, the power off the purse, force you. And of course, because we're all on their system, they have the purse, they own it. But Downing Street, which has said the Prime Minister is focusing on the rising cost of fuel, food and family finances, is still likely to be dismayed by Mr. Benn's remarks, which is nonsense to go through the show for the public. Mr. Brown is so concerned about voter unrest that a 2 pence rise in fuel duty, more taxes, June, October, is expected to be cancelled. They'll bring it in under another name. Motorists are being warned that petrol could reach £1.50, that's about $3 a litre. A litre is about 3.8 litres a gallon this summer as oil prices keep rising. 60% of the retail price of fuel is accounted for by tax, labour. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone, and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in an FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
Let me tell you why I take Beta Prostate. As a man, I know my chances of having an enlarged prostate is pretty good. As a matter of fact, by the age of 40, our prostate can swell to the size of an apricot. And by age 60, our prostate can enlarge to the size of a lemon. Now, your prostate is right next to your bladder, so this is the main reason why men are up all night going to the bathroom. A good night's sleep is important for every man and their wives, since every time you wake up, she wakes up. So what do? You see your doctor for checkups, eat a healthy diet, and take what I take. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's a natural supplement that helps maintain prostate health. Over 2 million bottles of Beta Prostate have been sold. Why? Because it works. Try it free today by calling 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Don't put this call off until tomorrow. Try it free today. Dial 1-800-362-5848.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
Cutting Through the Matrix, showing you how culture is given to the public and how the masses always adopt it as their own without question. Without question. Bertrand Russell has said, there is no nonsense so arrant that cannot be made. The creed, meaning the belief of the vast majority of people by proper government action. And we're seeing it done. And people are going green, going green. Do you know that green was the sacred color of communism? They had the red for the revolution, but the utopia was to be green. That was their color for it. And under this greening, which should really be green and red, because believe you me, when this religion really gets underway with what will appear to be a lot of crazy but very, very severe laws, there will be bloodshed. Because paganism and worship of Mother Earth always brings with it massive sacrifice. I kid you not. And 3/4 of the population or more are to, over the next century, be eliminated, culled off as excess, useless eaters, as Bertrand Russell called them and many others called them. Better get that through our thick old green heads here before the foliage starts to grow all over us. And call a spade, a con, and see that the king has no clothes and regain some sensibilities rather sharpish, or it's game over. Otherwise, we can sit back and watch the red tide begin of blood mixed with green. As the sacrifice and the planet demands its sacrifice, it starts to foment. Now we've got John from Texas there. Are you there, John? We'll see if he's there.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I just have I like everything you talk about. My whole question is, I just wonder, what is, from all the questions you're telling me, I wonder to myself, what is sane and what is insane in today's people now? I talk about everything you talk about on the radio, and I go to different stations, and I try to let my friends know about what's happening in the world. And, of course, the question came up to myself is, like, who's sane and who's actually insane and their real thinking? Because, like you said, everything's been passed down through the ages. What's real through the ages?
Mm-hmm.
And what's not? And that's my question, basically, is everything's been brought down to us. I'm sure everything was brought down to the elite in their own way. So what is the core of all this? Where is the realness? And
the sanity can only be derived by observation and using your own sensibilities, something that the people, most folk are too lazy to do. And that's a key in marketing. Marketer or marketeering experts understand that most people are mentally lazy. They'd rather have things formulated for them that they can adapt for themselves. And they judge their sanity by everyone else having the same opinions as they do. That's how they think they're sane. And therefore, if it was a law that you must kill off every 10th neighbor in the street, and they kill them off, they'd all think that person was sane if it was a law. In other words, sanity is whatever culture is authorized from the top to the people and followed. That is then sanity. You see?
So whatever ideas are bounced off each other in that particular society, then those would be the norm.
That's correct. Even, and you don't forget, not so long ago, it was the law under the Catholic Church to say, if you talked about it at all, that the earth was flat. I mean, that was the law.
Right, I remember that. Yeah,
and now, of course, you'd be locked up if you said the earth was flat. So now it's round. Round is in, you see. And reality is passed down to us. Most of the things that are big and you take for granted, you cannot prove one way or another. You can guess and pretty well surmise, but a lot of things are unprovable. So you take the word of experts. It's like the moon landing when I saw it as a child. Before they landed on the moon and the flag was blowing in the wind, which shouldn't exist on the moon, they followed the shuttle in to land, and I said, well, who's following this shuttle in? And then we found out many years later, it took them years to admit it, that it was a simulation that they showed you. Well, how much of the rest of it was simulated too? In other words, the biggest con will become the belief of the people. Hitler said it, if you want to tell a lie, make sure it's a big lie. The public can't believe anyone could tell such a big lie, because you personally can tell a little lie, you understand that. But a huge, big one, you think you'd never get away with. That's why they do get away with it. But that's how people judge their sanity. If they all have the same opinions, which in turn is given down to you through the media and through experts, they become your opinions, and you don't really reason through them. You simply adopt them, and it becomes the normal. And so no nonsense so arrant, meaning crazy or stupid, or mad, as Bertrand Russell says, there's no nonsense so arrant it cannot be made the general belief or creed of the vast majority of people by proper government action. Well, you're seeing it in action. You're seeing that very thing being created. For every age, they give a new religion.
Mm-hmm.
And atheists like Gorbachev and the masters of understanding of the collective on his level all know that you must give a religion to control the people, and the green one is the one that was hit upon for this coming age. And we will sacrifice many of the things that we now do for Mother Earth, which of course can't communicate directly to you, the individual, but it can, just like priests of old. They were the ones closer to their deity. They could hear the deity talk. You couldn't. Well, the scientists and the experts, they have the ability to tell what Gaia wants, Mother Earth, and you don't, so you better obey the priests. It's the same con again, only this time it's completely totalitarian because it's using scientific techniques on the people. We're indoctrinated so easily now through the TV and radio, internet, instantaneously, on a mass scale. We all get the same news. And so we're all upgraded on a daily basis if we follow the news, just like a computer program does. Simple as that. So unless you can prove something yourself, what seems right or wrong to you, regardless of public opinion, and you only go by your own perceptions, someone who is technically mad has no insight into his or her own behavior. That's what psychosis means. However, if everyone's psychotic, they will think that they're all normal. None of them have ever thought about why they go green and adopt the New Age, the myriad of names for all the same thing of the New Age. They don't reason these things out. They simply adopt them. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Now, I got Charles from Canada. Are you there, Charles?
Hello there, Alan. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
Okay, good. Well, I love the show this evening. It's I'm laughing most of the way through it, with a teardrop on the side of my eye, of course.
Yep.
My friend just reported to me that he will be going to Afghanistan. He's with the Canadian Infantry.
Uh-huh.
And even though he's just fallen in love and wants to get married, I told him that that Afghanistan has been coated with depleted uranium.
Yeah.
I tried to help him understand what the ramifications of that will mean. I said, don't try to have any children. I said, if you're going to have any children, do your deed right now. He's leaving in a month. I said, you can get the job done. Lay the seed down now, right? But he could not understand what I was saying.
No, but the very fact he's in the military means he doesn't understand anything anyway. I mean, why should care more about him and his child or than the ones he's going over there to kill?
I think he's just a country boy from New Brunswick who doesn't, he's just all, he can't believe he's actually going to get out of the bush and go somewhere exotic like Afghanistan. I see what you're saying too at the same time. He's just, everything seems to be shiny to him.
Well, the old slogan used to be, the country needs you, and I always add morons, because that's what it is. They depend upon young morons who don't know any better, that cannot imagine ever dying themselves.
Yes.
They think they're invincible to go off. And by the way, they don't care. They don't care about the reasons for war, these young guys.
No.
They see that there's some big football game and they're going to be the tribal leader and hero and get a medal. That's what they dream. They fantasize. They've not grown up, you understand.
Yes, yeah, I'm sure it's true, and many of us, I even question my own self if I've grown up yet. It's, my topic, mainly is, and I'd like to address a question to you, which it's regarding chemtrails.
Yeah.
Now, the symptoms from chemtrails are known to be headaches, migraines, heartburn,
Muscle pain's another one.
Yeah, even heart arrest and flu-like symptoms. And every time I go outside, I try to wear a mask. Now, that's something I'm trying to acquire, but I don't want to digress off into that. I'm trying to acquire a good mask to wear. And, of course, the police will be hassling me everywhere I go because I have a mask on, right?
Yeah.
But the other thing is you mentioned in one of your shows that they are attempting now, and I am a vegan, by the way. I'm an organic consumer, 100%. But I began to realize, because of something that you said, that, well, where could I possibly be getting organically grown vegetables right now?
Mm-hmm.
Basically, I can't eat anything that casts a shadow, can I?
That's
because
right.
of these chemtrails, unless it's a potato or a carrot, it's been exposed.
Mm-hmm.
So unless I can find greens that are grown inside of a greenhouse with a huge Tampa filter.
That's right, with a water supply that's comes from very deep, well-filtered, going in there, and you see under a greenhouse, that's the only way you could be pretty well sure.
It's just wild, isn't it? It's just wild where they're taking this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the same time, so they want us. I believe you said they want us to be vegetarians now. So I suspect this must be the cause, to make sure that we ingest more of what they're spraying us with, right?
What it's doing is limiting everyone's choices to one marketing produce made and owned wholly eventually by the five agri-food businesses with GMO food. That's to make sure that you're on your new drug, because those particular vegetables have drugs in them. They create drugs. We forget that opium comes from a plant, for instance. Yes. The plant makes it.
Yes.
And they can make any other kind of sedative or trag or whatever they want, even vaccines. They can make the plant produce it. It's old stuff to them now.
Now, Monsanto, speaking of which, Monsanto lost in Canada at Supreme Court. That fellow in Saskatchewan beat Monsanto.
Mm-hmm.
How could that have happened?
Oh, they'll make a comeback. Don't worry. It just takes more handshakes and passing silver or across the palms. They'll make it, because it is the agenda. They said that when they had the League of Nations and the start of the United Nations, that they were going to end up eliminating privately held family farms. It was too important to be left just to farmers. So the big agri-food businesses are authorized to take over the world's food supply, basically. And the judges get their orders from the top. You know, so it's, you make it a temporary little victory, but these guys will they always win in the long run. There's too much backing this. They won't change their plans, you know, because of one little decision.
Okay, I believe that. There's a little, there's a river, a whitewater river I used to kayak on out in British Columbia that has been sold to a private interest. And in fact, I did more research and found out that all the rivers in British Columbia have been sold.
Yeah.
Primarily to private interests, and they're drilling holes and diverting the rivers through mountains in to produce hydro.
That's right.
And that simultaneously around the world, you were stating in one of your shows that they're moving these they're pushing very quickly sun harnessing the sun, solar power in the Middle East. So they're going to get this ball, if it is a ball. Like I was laughing what you said earlier. The church said no, you don't say it isn't flat, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Now they're taking, if we are on a ball or whatever we're on here, they are going to eliminate us, aren't they? Because they're going to set this whole thing up so it's automated.
The one thing you can count on.
No, they don't need this anymore.
The one thing you can count on is these guys, when they make plans and publish them, they always follow through with it. They never backtrack or go off in a different direction.
No.
They never have done that. That's the beauty of collecting the books put out by the big boys over the last 100, 200 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Beauty of it. But thanks for calling.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
Now, we've got Guy from Arkansas. Are you there, Guy?
Yeah, good evening, Alan. For the sake of time and the other callers, I'll make this quick. Love your show, of course. I'm learning so much through your presentations. I really appreciate it. I'll make a couple comments, and I'll leave you with a kind of a question, okay? And you can comment on all of them when I hang up. First off, it's my belief that when they put out the world was flat and you'll drop off the edge back there in the 16s or whenever it was, Columbus was sailing, that was to stem the competition for exploration.
Mm-hmm.
And to scare everybody off. It was a psyops operation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as far as fads and trends go, I think that's just a measuring stick of mind control over the public to see who follow, how much of the population will follow a certain, to what
yeah.
degree, of a certain thing. Now, my main point and question to you, and please elaborate on this as much as you can, because it's something that I've been looking for someone with knowledge to comment deeper on. And this is, it's like this: you watch any news presentation, you always have a man and a woman, a right brain and a left brain, and they never finish a sentence among themselves. They always.
Yep.
They also oscillate the sentence between each other. Now, my question to you, and please elaborate on as much as your intelligence and knowledge can,
mm-hmm.
why is that? And I think I know why, but I'd like to hear it from you. Can you explain more deeply why that technique, that PSYOPS mind control operations is going on? And I'll listen off air, and thank you so much for your program.
Okay, yeah. When they first brought in the his and her type news scenario, which even local places started to put up to the same format, and it gets so monotonous as the guy goes halfway through things and turns and looks at her, and then she reads her dummy board and then looks at him, it makes them both look like kind of robotic, and they're going through trained sequences. The idea is that you have to follow through your life in the same way in conversations. When you meet people, you'll actually start to emulate that if you're not conscious of what you're watching. This was shown in the Fahrenheit, Fahrenheit 451, was it, movie? When you see the big television screen, and they even showed you there was a big television screen on the wall, and you could participate in the actual what was on television. And they would turn, two guys would talk to each other, finish each other's sentence, and turn to you as the audience. It throws you off of having, again, individuality, one person talking to you as an individual, splits into two, both male and female, and therefore your one opinion can't be correct. You need the other one to finish it for you. Once again, the collective rules. That's the idea. Don't trust yourself. Back after this break.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Everybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Would you trade your freedom for a fresh tomato? Before you laugh, just look at the news headlines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and get a free instructional video on how to make a portable water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will determine your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watts, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. And just to add to the last caller, this technique of using two radio announcers or TV announcers, the him and her type thing, or even two guys or two women, doesn't matter. It's a prompt. It's also a prompt to you, the viewer, because you're seeing two people apparently always agree with something in front of you, and you're prompted to join in and agree as well. However, if they raise someone to starhood quality, they'll always keep them individually solo. These are the famous few, the ones that are really the ultra-paternal figures that we blindly follow as though they're very, very special people. but they give you the collective on the lower levels technique. Now, we've got John from Florida there. Are you there, John?
Yes, Alan. How are you doing this evening?
Not so bad. Go ahead.
I've got a quick question. I'll take your response off the air. Could you rehash the esoteric meaning of the 666 Trinity?
This is 5-2, the hour here. I couldn't just do a quick rehash of what it means.
Mm-hmm. I've heard like the old Jackie DeTrue series and whatnot. Can we maybe, if I call back tomorrow, or no, on Friday?
Yeah, call back, and we'll maybe go through it then. Yeah.
Thanks, Alan.
Okay. Now I've got Antonio from Maryland. Are you there, Antonio?
Hello, Alan.
Hello.
How are you?
Not so bad.
That's good. I'm not doing so bad myself. I was calling to see what I can do to help light fire in the men's minds out there. Mm-hmm. It seems like not too many people here in the United States is too upset about the recent actions in Congress as far as them scripting, rather not scripting, but allowing the telecoms immunity. Not that I didn't expect it. I guess that would have been a thread that they would have left hanging that too many people would have pulled, and it would have led to many other things and many other people.
Yeah,
over a long range of time. Mm-hmm. Also, I wanted to mention that people forget that the psychopaths out there are also parasitic, and they're like cats. They like playing with their food just before they eat it.
Yeah, they do. And if they really do like that, yeah, they do get off on how they fooled the general public, and how the general public has not a clue. You're quite right.
Not a clue at all, and. And our president, if that's what people want to call him, I'll call him Mr. Bush.
Mm-hmm.
Since he has the right to lock up anyone anytime he wants to indefinitely.
Mm-hmm. That's called progress, you understand, in civilization.
No, digression would be more to the point. I was wondering, have you read the book, Speaking of the Fire in Men's Minds by, I can't remember the fellow's name right now.
It's Fire in the Minds of Men.
Yeah, Fire in
Yeah, I have.
How the secret societies have been involved in all the...
That was written by the man who was in charge of the Congressional Libraries, so it's not a work of fiction. Unfortunately, he only goes up into the 1800s with revolutionary parties. And for some reason, which I understand, he didn't go any further, because you'd find out that everything ever since, right up to the present, is part of the Revolutionary Party.
Yeah.
And how that was by Billington, James Billington.
Yes, correct. That's, yeah. And how so many groups and factions were played against each other.
That's right. Appeared to, yeah.
Yes. And for one singular cause, supposedly. And I'll let you go.
Well, thanks for calling.
And you have a good evening.
And you too. Well, from a heavily sprayed sky in Ontario, Canada, it's good night for myself and Hamish, and may your God or your gods go with you.
Men, are you urinating more?